So there's this thing called Duper's Delight. It's a body language. It's a Duper's Delight, and it has to reflect back in the body language, because the body language reveals everything. Because everything is written. It's written. If a person moves towards the dark side, it's written in their body. If a person moves towards the light, it's written in their body. No matter what somebody does or thinks or says, there's micro expressions and there's macro expressions. And there's no escaping it. What you've got to do is you've got to be aware. You've got to be awake. Just like the universe gives you precogs of what's going to happen, the universe gives you direction to go this way, go that way, don't go that way. You have to look for the patterns, and you have to be on guard and aware, because it's always happening. God is going to lead you. You have a destiny. God is going to take you there. But wouldn't it be better to make it a little bit easier to stay aware, stay conscious of your surroundings? So not only does the universe have patterns, the psychopaths, the sociopaths, the narcissists, they all have patterns, and they can't escape it. It's built into them. They think they can escape it. They think they control it, but they can't. It's impossible. The witches have patterns. The Wiccans have patterns. The legalists have patterns. The Jezebel has patterns. The Delilah has patterns. Everybody has a pattern. Because the heart is the root of the person. And what's in the heart has to come out. Not only does the Bible say, out of the heart the mouth speaks, but the Bible makes it clear that you can see them a mile away. In the book of Psalms, verse 1, the Bible makes it clear, Psalm 1:1, I'm pretty sure that's the verse. It says, don't walk in the way of the wicked, don't stand with the wicked, and don't sit with the wicked. Now, what is that telling you? There's more depth to the verse than just reading it over, just an overview. It's telling you that you can see and know the wicked. You can know them. You can know who's wicked. If the Bible tells you don't walk with the wicked, don't stand with the wicked, and don't sit with the wicked, and to not run with them to the excess of riot, there's too many verses in Proverbs, in Psalms, that show you who is wicked and who is not. Now, everybody's born in sin, and everybody's wicked from the get-go, and our flesh is nothing but sin. And we all have a propensity to do evil. This is why you're not to yoke up with them, you're not to commune with them, because they tend to pull you into that flesh mind. When you listen to their music, when you listen to their news, when you listen to their media, it's just a death cult. It's just a death cult. The Duper's Delight is built into them, because they have no joy except for when they deceive somebody. I haven't Googled the images for Duper's Delight in probably 10 years, but the Duper's Delight, if it's still there, you can Google it, and they'll stick their tongue out through their cheek, because they duped you. They think they duped you. They duped somebody. Now, a lot of times they're doing stuff behind the scenes that you didn't ever know about, so they're having Duper's Delight, and they didn't really fool you. They just did it behind the scenes, and the reason they do the Duper's Delight, because they'll say something that they think you want to hear, they'll say something about God or the Bible or something like that. But the whole time behind the scenes, they did something wicked or evil. And so they'll say something that's what they think you want to hear. But behind the scenes, they already set up something evil. And when you observe them and they say something positive or whatever, they get some kind of pleasure that they are playing a game. They're playing a game. They're doing evil, but they're putting a face on you that they're doing righteous, or that they, or that you're on their team, or you're on their side, or you're, they're trying to pretend to be like you, but they're actually the opposite of you. I want you to really think about what I'm saying. This is real. These people exist. These people are sick. But they can't help it, because it's just like Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote cannot change his character. God has to change somebody from a Wile E. Coyote to a Roadrunner. Now think about what Wile E. Coyote's doing. Wile E. Coyote is coming up with all these devices. There's Acme devices. He's trying to set people up and do stuff behind the, he's trying to set Roadrunner up behind the scenes, right? He's doing all these devices to mess with people. So he's getting Duper's Delight behind the scenes before he comes face to face with Roadrunner. So when he comes to face with Roadrunner, with that fake friendship or whatever it is. So he comes face to face with Roadrunner. And what happens? He has to show the Duper's Delight, just like the psychopath, the sociopath, the narcissist. Their body language has to show what's in them. What's on the inside has to come out to the outside. It has to appear. It has to appear. And so the Duper's Delight will manifest itself in body language. And they can't help it. They have to do it. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's an absolute. Just Google the image and you pay attention to that. Never forget that. And then when you come across it, they don't even know they're doing it. They don't even know they're doing it. It's a body language that goes back to their childhood that they can't control. So one way to catch Wile E. Coyote is not only by the words, but by these body language actions that reveal the heart. Nobody would do the Duper's Delight body language unless they were scheming behind the scenes. You wouldn't do it. There's no way you would do the Duper's Delight body language unless you were duping somebody. You just don't do that behavior. That behavior doesn't even exist to your mind. But when they do it, it's so obvious, you can't deny it. And so when you start to study body language and you start to really, really observe your surroundings and you listen to the words that people say, it reveals who's on the dark side and who's on the light. And people might be trying to avoid the light, but they'll have like guilt feeling. You can know the people who are being drawn by God also. If you just listen to their words and what they're saying, if they have a pure heart, and I'm not saying pure because nobody's pure, but I'm saying if they want to do right, you can know it by their language. There's always a dark side pulling people, and there's the light pulling people. And so there's some people, they don't want to do wrong. They're being pulled to the light. But there's some people out there, and these are the people I'm talking about, they love to do evil. They get a kick out of it because that's their only joy in life. Deceiving people. Tricking people. It's sick. It's sad. It's really sad. And it's hard to believe these people exist. But if you think about it, there was some kind of abuse or some kind of something going on when they were a child, and it stuck. Somewhere along the line, it stuck. And if you know how bad the whole world is, the whole world is under the devil. And so the whole world is trying to make a copy of the devil because they're copies of the devil. And so the whole world system is trying to turn you into a narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, a duper's delight reality that they live in. I mean, they get up, they live for that. I mean, it's like, I know it's hard to believe, but they live for that. They like to dupe people. They like to trick people. They like to come to you with a smile, but in their heart, they want to take you out. I mean, there was somebody on the news today. It was on the news today. This woman, so there was a doctor, a lawyer and a doctor married, I think. The man was getting sick, so he put a camera up, and he found his wife was putting poison in his food. She's sitting there in the same house with him. She hates him, but she's putting on like she loves him. Why not just leave? They get a kick out of it. They enjoy it. The only explanation is, why not just leave? Leave. Sit down, talk to somebody. They don't want to do that. They enjoy it. They chose the death cult. He filed for divorce, and it was on the news today. They said something like, will she get jail time? Well, she better get jail time. She tried to kill him. You know? It's ridiculous. They love the death cult. That's what they're a member of. They're all members of the death cult. And they love to do evil. And they love to be a trickster. The Joker. Wile E. Coyote. They're tricksters. The Penguin. All these TV shows when you were a child were showing you. The Penguin. The Joker. The tricksters. The TV shows were showing you that these people exist. And it's hard to believe there's so many of them. But they're everywhere. And as soon as you wake, the faster you wake up to it and come into reality that you can't trust these people, you gotta pay attention. You don't go by your feelings. That's what they attack. They want to make you feel comfortable, feel good. But the whole time, they're scheming to take you out. Why am I doing this? The reason I'm doing this is because when I saw that article earlier today, I thought, yeah, this is the real deal, people. And think about all the people who died that didn't, the person didn't get caught. There's millions out there probably dead because the person was poisoning them and they didn't get caught. It's really happening. And it's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe, but this is a wicked and evil generation. If they hate God, like the Wiccans, if they don't believe in God, see, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. If they don't believe in God, they don't want to obey God, they don't want to submit to God, then they're definitely not going to submit to what's right because they don't know what's right. They're actually going to become vigilantes, take vengeance. They're bitter. You know they're bitter. If they don't believe in God, they're bitter. They're in unforgiveness. They're jealous. They're jealous of your power. They're jealous of your inheritance. Everything in Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, they're doing. They're doing all the works of the flesh because they have no power of the Spirit. But they can put on that facade like they do. But they have no self-control. They have no gentleness. Now, they're going to come across as they're gentle, they're self-control. But behind the scenes, They're probably poisoning you. Or wish they could. They want you to cross boundaries so they cross boundaries, so they can cross boundaries. Their whole thing is like a mirror. Everything they want to do, they want to get you to do first. It's so convoluted, it's hard to even believe. You know they live in fear. You know they live in doubt. You know they live in worry. You know they live in guilt, shame, condemnation. You know they live in bitterness and unforgiveness and hate and anger and wrath and drunkenness. And you know they live a life of the Bible says the wicked have no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. They have no peace unless, the Bible says clearly, that unless they do harm to somebody, they can't even sleep at night. They have to do something evil, otherwise they can't sleep. That's what I'm talking about. The Bible says, unless they do evil, they can't sleep. That's how wicked it is. That's how real it is. That's in the Bible. And if you want to go by your own understanding, if you want to go by your own, this is a great place and this is a wonderful place, you're going by a fake reality. It's fake reality. They don't sleep unless they do evil. They're wise to do evil instead of wise to do good. They can't sleep unless they do evil, the Bible says. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Who are the wicked? Those who reject Jesus. Now, there's some people being drawn to Jesus, and Jesus is, he knows who they are. He knows who's going to be saved. He knows the beginning from the end. And those people are being manipulated by these wicked, and they don't know it. And you could try to pluck some out, but your hand, you might get burned, but you can pluck them out. By the grace of God, he can do it through you, is what I'm saying. But you might not ever see the end result. It might be 10 years later and they call you up or come by your house and say, hey, guess what? I got saved. The stuff you said helped me. But you might not see it in your, you might not ever see it, but you know who's being pulled. It's built in to them. This is why they straddle the fence, because they're not in the dark. They're not in the sheepfold yet, but they know they want to be in the dark. They're pulled because some cult leader's pulling them into the dark, or some cult teaching's pulling them to the dark, and they don't even know how evil the dark is. But the more they rub shoulders with the dark, the more they're going to get burned, and eventually they're going to get saved and they'll run back to the sheep. So the goats know they're not a part of them, so they pretty much are just, they know they're not a part. They know it. Just like you know, they know. Just like when you talk to a born again, you know they're born again. So just like the goat talks to another goat, they know they're goats. They're all, this all a big clan. Birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. But then you got the wicked, who are wise to do evil and not wise to do good. And they have duper's delight. They enjoy the darkness. They enjoy doing evil. And so until you wake up to that, you're going to keep getting burned. You're going to get hurt. And they're actually trying to make you bitter and pull you. They're trying to make a copy of themselves in you. That's what's happening. I'm sorry. And it's happening all the time. And it's happening every day. And it's happening so much that if you really, if the veil was opened and you saw how evil the heart was, it would just destroy you. God has to show you a little bit each time, because if you saw it, how bad it really was, it would, if you saw the whole impact all at once, you couldn't even get out of bed, really. You wouldn't be able to function. It's so bad that if you saw the full impact of it and how widespread it is, you wouldn't be able to function. And I know what I'm talking about, because I've worked with the phone company. And there were times I had to call in 30 years ago. I had to call in and tie in. Somebody'd get on the phone before I could call in. So I'd sit there and wait. Okay. Put the phone down, listen. They're still on the phone. And then they might say something just off the wall. It's like, what did they just say? And so you're like, is this a crime being committed? It's like, it was just, and it wasn't just 1 out of 10. It was more like 9 out of 10. And it's so bad, nobody would believe how bad it is. The heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? It's that bad, people. It's really that bad. They can talk to you and say, hey, yeah, and be your best friend to your face, but as soon as they walk away, they hate you. They're just defaming you and tearing you down. I mean, it's so bad. It's that bad. It's more like 99 out of 100. Instead of 9 out of 10, which was 90%, it's more like 99 out of 100, 99%. That's how bad it is.